This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to charge in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Because I got talking really fast. Well, here's the deal. I finally got Rick Green on the show. It takes me forever to get him on the show. Love the guy. Love being with the guy on and off the air. He's a great, wonderful patriot, just doing so much for the youth in our country. So I pre-recorded, and what I ended up doing was I didn't cut it up at all because we were having such a good time. Anyway, so we're going to bring him, I'm going to bring him on, and you got to listen. You got to pay attention because he's got a lot to say. And then later on tonight, I will post up the entire interview without any chop-ups or anything like that. So, well, I don't want to waste my next guest time. I don't get him on that often, and when I do, I want to make sure I want to get every squeeze of information out of him. Rick Green joins me. He's the host of Wall Builders Live, also the producer of Chasing American Legends. Rick, thanks for being with me tonight.
Joe, always good to be with you, man. That's my pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
I always have so much fun. You know so much, and I got to get it out of you. What I do is I get as much out of you as I can, and when I play back, I just slow it down so we can all get more out of it, if you know what I mean. Anyhow, hey, you guys.
Well, I always love being with my fellow right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. So, yeah. I'm right there with you, brother.
Everything we've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you know what? People, you got to get the book. He's joking about my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping One Guy. We actually made it twice on Amazon's bestseller list, so I think that's kind of cool.
Awesome.
It's a quick, easy read. I like to refer to it not because of how it's written, but it's a great bathroom read. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty quick, easy to do. So
yeah, grab a story here and there. Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyhow, hey, you got a whole bunch of stuff going on. And before we get into the meat of anything, I want to talk about those things a little bit. You've got a project going on that's you're the producer of Chasing America's Legends. What is that? Tell us what that's all about.
Man, we literally are chasing them. We're looking at those mysteries from history to try to learn some great lessons. We go and investigate some of the myths and legends in American history, and then every show ends up driving home a good principle of what American exceptionalism is all about. So we kind of take a critical look at it, sort of a skeptical look even. You know me. I mean, I'm a big pro-America guy, but I don't want to oversell it. I don't want to be Pollyanna, so I want to make sure what we're talking about is true. So I take some of those stories, frankly, some of the stories I've told for years about Lexington, Massachusetts, and the first shot, or George Washington and the you know, bulletproof Washington. Did he really have horses shot out from under him and 4 bullet holes in his jacket and all that? And we just go do the homework. We get all the original documents. We go to the original site where it happened. We do it in a fun way with comedian Brad Stein, and basically try to make, you know, learning history fun for people and get them hooked on history so they can learn those lessons. Joe, I don't think you and I can sit here and come up with all the best ideas in the world. I think we ought to look at where other people have tried them. There's nothing new under the sun. So I think anybody comes up with a new policy or what they think is a new policy, somewhere in history somebody's tried that. And if we go check out whether it worked or whether it didn't work, we can save ourselves a lot of hurt. So that's part of the idea.
So let out one of the big secrets now. Did George Washington actually say that he couldn't tell a lie and after chopping down a cherry tree? Was it a cherry tree even? I don't know. But
you know, we haven't done that show yet, so I couldn't tell you. We got to go do that homework. We started
nice.
A little late. We got him when he was like, you know, I think he was, 23 years old.
Wow.
And it was kind of a formative, you know, couple of years for him because it was the first time really in battle. It was his first time to kind of end up leading on his own. I mean, the general that he looked up to and was really there because he wanted to serve under this guy and be mentored gets shot and killed in the battle, and all the other officers get shot. So he's he's literally, it's a do or die situation, and at a very young age had to rise to the occasion, and man, did he ever. I mean, 3 hours of literally riding back and forth with bullets whizzing past his hair and his head, and he actually talked about bullet fragments in his hair, had a hole in his hat even by the time it was over, and just a phenomenal story. In fact, it's the one that really brought him to national prominence. It changed not just everybody else's view of Washington, but his own view of himself. I mean, he literally wrote right after that how he knew in his heart that clearly Providence had preserved him. He didn't know why, but for some reason God preserved him instead of the other guys. And Samuel Davies, the pastor that Patrick Henry really grew up under and said that's how he became a great orator, he preached a sermon a couple weeks later saying, you know, who is this young Colonel Washington? We don't know. Maybe God's preserved him as shown in this battle for something great for our country. And, of course, we know he later on did become that. But anyway, some really cool stories like that and lessons we can learn from them for our own lives as well.
Now, you've got something that I just touched on tonight when I was getting ready for this. You've got a history curriculum coming out. I mean, real. Actually, let me rephrase this. You have real history curriculum coming out, because being a school board member, I see all kinds of curriculum and go, I lived through that. I don't remember it that way. Anyhow, so tell me about this. I'm excited.
You know, we got just out of frustration. I mean, David Barton and myself, we get requests constantly for curriculum, and especially high school history and government curriculum. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, they know that they're getting fed a pack of lies with most of the curriculums out there, and or at least some. And they want the truth. They want to know that the people that are writing this are going back to original documents, sourcing everything that they put out there. And then again, they want it to be fun and exciting. So we're starting with a high school government curriculum. This actually meet your high school government standards, but also it's a CLEP prep program. So we really work closely with preparing people for the CLEP test. So they get through with their government high school government program. They have fun doing it. It's got a lot of videos from Chasing American Legends and our Wall Builders Foundations of Freedom, my Constitutional Live class, which you've gone through and helped get other people to go through. So it's got a lot of that. We actually take people, instead of telling them about the Constitution and the Declaration, we actually take them into Independence Hall and we teach them in the room where it happened. So it's a very interactive, fun course, but prepares them for the CLEP test, and that's the high school government one. The history one's not going to be out until next year, but the government course is coming out in just a few weeks.
So, Rick, you know this, and I know some of the listeners know it too. I grew up in the north end of Boston, and I grew up, played in the backyard of the Old North Church. You know, being a kid,
wow,
you don't know what that is, right? You snuck in there because nobody would bother you in there, and if you've been through the north end of Boston, there's not a whole bunch of room to play. So anyhow, but I remember, going through Paul Revere's house and growing up in that area and knowing how cold and miserable and slushy and what have you. And I often think of what these guys went through in those days. Okay, remember what I said before, okay? We're chopping this up. I know it's kind of coming out. Come back to the next segment. He's got a lot more to say. Rick Green joins me. Don't go far. I mean, the smartest constitutional guy you're ever going to run into. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard. Let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live, 855-REAL-JOE. But I'm not taking any phone calls, so don't even bother. You can hop up on Facebook. You can buy my new book. You can find that up on Amazon.com. You can find it at TheRealSide.com. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. All the things that you've been afraid of or they've taught you to be afraid of, you don't need to be. But what you do need to do is listen. I got Rick Green on with me, and he's got so many titles. I mean, seriously, you know, he works with David Barton over at Wall Builders, Builders. He's also one of the founding members or the founder of Patriot Academy, where he teaches our young people how to legislate. Well, how a legislature really works. But I don't want to waste all the time on this. We can talk about this later on. I want you to hear the interview. It's been chopped up because of the way I did it. But bear with me. Have some fun with it. I am Joe Messina, and here we go. So anyhow, but I remember, you know, going through Paul Revere's house and you know, growing up in that area and knowing how cold and miserable and slushy and what have you. And I often think of what these guys went through in those days. It wasn't like you ran in the house, turned on the electric heat or, you know what I'm saying? You put your clothes in the dryer for a little while, get them nice and warm before you went outside. These guys really went through a lot more than we go through today. And I don't think we really realize the heartache that our forefathers went through to make this happen. But you know,
no, dude, I'm glad you brought that up because you'll know most of these stories. But you know, when Lexington happened and Lexington Concord happened on April 19, 1775, I mean, those guys were literally, and I told this story for years, but until we went and did an episode on it and lived it, my kids marched with the Minutemen, Brad Stein marched with them, we went through the whole deal with Jonas Clark's house, I mean, where Sam Adams and John Hancock were, that's why Paul Revere was riding there, was to warn them, but when they marched all night with the Stowe Minutemen, you know, 9 miles in the cold, and literally leaving it. And my boys said it was interesting as they were walking with these Minutemen, everybody carrying their muskets and their lanterns, and they're walking by these houses, and the women are standing on the porch, you know, saying goodbye to their husbands, knowing this is it, man. They may not come home. It was really surreal. I mean, for my boys, it brought it to life for them. And that's what they said when it was over. They said, man, I thought we were just going to go have fun, shoot some muskets, march with some guys in the middle of the night. I mean, that just sounds fun in and of itself. but they realized at the end of it, they were like, I get it now. I mean, these guys were marching off against an incredible superpower that they could not win against. All logic said there's no way, but we're going to stand against them anyway because we care that much about liberty. I mean, where is that courage today? Joe, we need people like that today, let alone march all night. I mean, let alone just people being willing to stand up and say, I'll stand for truth, throw your stones and call me names, but I will stand for truth. We need people like that.
Oh, Rick, you know, I sit here, forgive me, because I know we have a lot of good young people, but I call them the speed bump generation. When you and I were growing up, you know, we hit that wall, and what would your dad or your mom would say, okay, so what's your problem? You can go around it, you can go over it, you can find a way to go through it, but you need to work your way through this thing. Nowadays, these kids hit these speed bumps, you know, they got to stop looking at their smartphone, turn around and go, now what do I do? And daddy or mommy comes and helps them get through it or whatever it is. We've lost that pushing them through. I mean, safe zone, safe spaces, right, trigger warnings. I mean, the only trigger warning I got when I grew up and went to elementary school, I went to a Catholic school, right? The only trigger warning I got was, hey, you mouth off, you're going to get hit with this yardstick. That was my trigger warning, okay? Think about that.
Right, and the trigger warning in my house is you keep your finger off the trigger until you're pointed in on your target and you know what's behind it. That's our trigger warning.
Yeah.
But you're right, man. I mean, but hey, let me tell you, there are some, and you know what we do at Patriot Academy and these kids that we deal with, it's the opposite. I mean, they're passionate and they want to make a difference. And they're basically saying, I don't care, the speed bump, the wall, whatever. I want to make my life matter. I want to know that what I'm doing makes a difference. And so when we bring them into a state capitol and we teach them constitutional governance and biblical worldview and here's where we came from and here's why the founders were so courageous and strong and willing to stand against impossible odds, when they get that information and they see these other young people from across the country, kind of that iron sharpening iron, man, they go home on fire, and we get to see the results. I mean, they're going out, running for office, running businesses, making movies and television shows. It's phenomenal. But I will say, they're a small percentage of this generation. I call them a remnant, but that's really what you need. You need a remnant that's willing to stand for truth. And if they're good at what they do, and our goal is to teach them how to be persuasive, how to win over their generation, if we accomplish that, then 10 years from now, they will lead their generation down the right path. So we're kind of looking for the tip of the spear, the Navy SEALs of thought, if you will, the leaders of the next generation. And if we can get them headed in the right direction, catch them at that point where they're developing their worldview and kind of figuring out what they really believe about the world and get truth in front of them, then they'll grab a hold of it and they'll raise the banner high and people will rally.
No, I think our young people are looking for leaders and leaders they can relate to. And, you know, the closer you get them to their age or in their way of thinking and understanding, you know, I sit with some of these young people here in Southern California when it comes to getting them involved in the Republican Party, and I'm the old white guy. I barely get that whole Twitter thing, right, you know, and all that stuff, and they're on it. They're working it. They're on it. They know how to get people in to do things. So if we get somebody that can stir them up, that understand them and can work with them, I think that I think you're right. I think you're going to see a major change here, but we've got to get them we've got to get them excited. Hey, I want to go sideways with you here. I think this is...
Sure.
we had the election, and everybody was excited, and, you know, you and I have talked about this in the past. I go all the way back to the second time Obama got elected, and you and I were talking. I'm going, look, Rick, I am worried. You go, no, there's going to be a change. I said, no, Rick, I am worried. People aren't paying attention. Well, look what happened this time. We got everything we wanted. We got, what, 37 or 38 governorships. We got a whole bunch of houses across the country and everything else, and look what's going on. Are you surprised at what's happening in Washington right now?
How do I answer that? I'm never surprised at politicians, you know, creating gridlock or you know, not doing what they said they were going to do. Honestly, I am more surprised the other direction. I am in a little bit of shock, actually, that Trump has followed through on as many of his promises as he has already. I mean, I did not expect this. You know, I was not a Trump guy at all. I was a Cruz guy.
Yep.
I had to come kicking and screaming, and it was probably August by the time I really got on board and said, look, it's one of two choices, and we gotta stop Clinton. And frankly, I was impressed with the people he was surrounding himself with, like Pence, who I've known for 20 years and is a great guy. So, I mean, at some point in there, I figured out, okay, this guy is far, far better than she is, so I will get on board to get him elected just to have the lesser of two evils. And now, man, I'll be honest, the appointments that he has made, the people he's surrounded himself with, the agenda that he's moved forward with, I could not be happier. Now, is he going to get it all? Absolutely not. This is Washington. There's going to be, you know, even like the health care deal, I think, I hope the guys from the Freedom Caucus succeed and they make them go back to the drawing board.
Amen.
And come back with a true repeal. So maybe that'll happen. And you know how this goes. I mean, it takes a lot longer than a guy like Trump wants to take. I mean, he's used to being in the business world making it happen overnight.
Right.
And that's not going to happen. But I would say I am pleasantly surprised and pleased with most of what has happened. I'm obviously frustrated, like everybody else is, with us not getting a true repeal of Obamacare. That's what people voted for, and so hopefully that'll happen. We'll see. We'll see. I mean, it's.
I'm surprised that guys like, you know, and I know we're not supposed to speak ill of some of our other guys, but you know, I look at Ryan and I say, all right, okay, not over yet. Another segment. No, seriously. Yeah, I hope you're getting as much out of this as I did, and then I'm listening, so I'm even getting more out of it now. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Come on back. The third part of this interview coming up after the break. Rick Green with Wall Builders. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anyone? We are back. This is The Real Set on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Let's go ahead and finish it up. I got Rick Green with Wall Builders on with me, also one of the founders of Patriot Academy. There's so much for our young kids, but listen to the interview, and he'll explain it all at the end, I promise. I'm surprised that guys like, you know, and I know we're not supposed to speak ill of some of our other guys, but you know, I look at Ryan, and I say, all right, you've been at this for a long time. You know what's going on. And Trump does it, as you said. I agree with you. Now, he thinks he's going to come in with a whip and a chair and get everything done. I learned that the hard way at the school board level. I'm one of five. He's, what, one of 400 and some odd, right? So
right.
You would think that Ryan would sit him down and say, look, I'm on your page. I'm willing to do this with you, but here's the plan. And it's almost sounded like they haven't quite synced up with each other yet. It just looks like there's a lot of little knee-jerk things happening around there. I would think our guys would step up. We've got the power now. We can make things happen.
No, I agree. And look, we're only 90 days into this deal.
Yeah, right.
Not even that.
I got that.
Quite yet. You know, probably, you know, I guess 60 days at this point. But look at a lot of the bright spots. I mean, if Gorsuch gets approved, which I think he will, I mean, the Democrats are going to do their dog and pony show, and which is laughable because not one of them complained one iota when he was approved for the Court of Appeals.
That's a double standard, my friend.
Oh, it's
right?
Unbelievable.
If you do it, it's okay. If we do it, oh, my God. Did you hear? Wait a minute. I hate to interrupt you, but you're going to love this. Did you hear Nancy Pelosi say the Democrats do the work of God and Republicans disrespect God?
I did not hear that, but I believe it. That's your fellow Californian there.
Oh, Paisano. My God, Pelosi. Oh, anyway, long live Nancy Pelosi. We'll keep winning.
But I mean, you look at Gorsuch. This is a fantastic play. I mean, he's just the perfect nominee. I think they did really well. And so for Trump to go that far, get somebody this good, from, you know, from a constitutional conservatism point of view, I'm thrilled. And I think, and I'm already hearing about some great nominees that are going to be coming out for the Court of Appeals spots that are open in a lot of the district, court level. So, I mean, on the court side of things, which you know is a passionate area for me,
right.
And unfortunately it's where the game is right now. I think we're doing really, really well, and I think 2017 is going to be a pivot year where we not only stop the damage, I think we can literally start reversing some of this stuff and go in the right direction. Getting the legislation passed for Obamacare and that sort of thing, we'll see. I mean, I started to say I'm cautiously optimistic, but actually I'm a little bit pessimistic on getting a true repeal. But if enough of those guys will hold, I think we have a much better shot if we make them go back to the drawing board. So
I've said two things. One is I knew this was coming from a standpoint of they voted almost 60 times to repeal this bill. Where's the replacement? They should have had it rolled up in their pocket, ready to go. I can't believe all these years, all this time, they haven't had anything to go. I spoke to one of the congressmen who told me, look, we had seven different plans. When we started arguing about this, we ended up with 30 different plans. But I agree with you from a standpoint they should have repealed it and had a white piece of paper on the table and said, okay, here's what we're going to do, and lay it out that way. Right now, I don't know. This is like trying to fix that stupid dam we have here in California. While the water's running through it, we're trying to pour quick dry cement. It just doesn't work that way. So,
and you know, and I hope your listeners know, I mean, the true solution to this whole thing is to get back to constitutional jurisdictional government,
mm-hmm.
which says the federal government should have nothing to do with health care. This is not in their domain. We gave them no authority to do that in the Constitution. States do a much better job of this. They're closer to their people. They know what the solutions are for their particular area and their particular state, and they need to just get out of the business. Now, we both know that's not going to happen, certainly not going to happen overnight.
No.
It might happen in a generation if we get enough people, you know, to understand market economics and what the role of government should be. But, you know, there is a much better way to do this. We've been going the way of Europe, where we see total failure. Why we would look at Europe and want to be like them, I have no idea. We need to come back and go, okay, wait a minute, what was it that made America exceptional? Why did the people in Europe look at us and go, wow, these guys are exceptional? I mean, that was de Tocqueville that said that. So if we look back, like we were saying earlier, into history and say, what works, what doesn't work, what's going to produce good prosperity, freedom, all the things people want, there's a formula that works for that, but we got to reteach ourselves what that formula is and not buy into this fluffy stuff where people just go to government, any level of government, say, solve my problem. And they got to realize that government's going to mess up your problem and make it even worse.
Yeah, 10 times worse. And you're right. They should give it back to the states. They should allow the states to decide who, how, where, and why. You know, my argument on my show all the time is if we're truly a representative government, I would move to the state that more represents the way I want to live than how I want to do business and that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. The founders, they thought the states were the testing place. So if you got a policy, try it in one state, and if it works, people will move there, and other states will see that, and they'll actually go ahead and adopt the same thing. But we've become so federalized that everything is done at the national level, and so then it affects everybody. You don't have a choice. You can't get away from it. If we get back to that point where the states are doing things, then you're exactly right. You go to the state that mirrors what you want and the policy that you want, and if a state runs themselves into the ground, like your own state of California, and they go bankrupt, then, you know, they live with the consequences, and they have to suffer the consequences of that. Don't come to Texas and ask us to bail you out.
Well, no, what I love is this. We are so spoiled. We have such spoiled brats these days. We've raised a whole generation, or some people have, and you look at California. Here it is, they're yelling at mommy and daddy, right, telling Trump they're not going to do anything he says. They don't want to live by his rules. They're not going to do this. They're not going to do that. By the way, could you send us $100 billion because, you know, we need to rebuild our infrastructure on taxes we already taxed the people on and spent it on something else? I mean, just a bunch of spoiled brats. I'm for CalExit. I've been pushing it. I'm saying, look, let them go. Let them do what they want to do. We'll build the wall along the Mexican border and then up between California, you know, and the rest of the world. And in about 20 years, we'll be able to walk in and take it back. There won't be anything left of it, right? You
know? Yeah, I wish there was a way right now to make states live with the consequences of their decisions. And, you know, it really does start with the idea of jurisdictions, of people once again recognizing there's certain things the feds should do, certain things the state should do, certain things your local government should do, certain things only your family should do and your church should do, and stop looking to anybody and everybody to solve your problem, because that question of who decides is critical. We should ask that with every question that comes up, every policy, every challenge, every problem. Who decides how to solve this? Who decides what the right solution is? And it shouldn't always be our congressmen. They don't know what's best for us in our local schools and our local communities. Our local leaders should decide that, and our state leaders on other things. And I mean, that jurisdiction question has got to come back into the framework of how we do things.
Oh, I agree. What, you know, the sanctuary city / sanctuary state, you know, California actually has a bill moving through to become a sanctuary state. And the argument I always hear when I have other guests on is that the president can't threaten to take money from them. And I said, wait a minute, I don't know if that's totally true. I think the Supreme Court said you can't entice them with the money. But in a bill, or when you send grant money or block money or what have you in there, it says you have to adhere to the laws and do this and do that and do the other thing. So they could hold money over some of these states and cities, couldn't they?
Oh, man, we've done it from day one. I mean, even, and you don't have to go back that far. Even when Obama first threatened his decree that all, you know, schools were going to allow boys into the girls' bathrooms and locker rooms, initially they were floating the idea of, or we will take away all your funding. Now, they finally had to back off because we just went crazy. He said, wait a minute, there's no decree clause in the Constitution. You don't have the power to decree who's the bathroom clause in the Constitution of who's going to go into what bathroom. But there is an immigration clause, and there is an execution clause, and there is absolutely a naturalization clause. And so there's no question that the president has the power to protect the nation from illegal immigration and is actually charged with that responsibility. So the idea of a sanctuary city, it's a great example of who decides. Well, who decides whether or not someone can illegally stay in the nation? That is a federal question. We do give in the Constitution the power to the federal government to make our naturalization laws and our immigration laws, and they're supposed to protect us. So that is a proper function of the federal government to say, no, we're not going to allow you to have sanctuary cities. And if we have to use the whip or the carrot, either one, the stick or the carrot, either one, we're going to figure out a way to stop you from doing that.
All right. So, again, I know you're into this stuff, so I've got to ask you, well, I got you. The Democrats, are you surprised that they not just doubled down, Rick, they've like quadrupled down. They were going to, or they were in it, they were in progressives, into progressivism, they're, you know, socialist, they're moving in that direction, everything they want to bring in that direction. They got snookered during the election, and what are they doing now? They actually want to move further into socialism, further into, they think they just didn't get their message across. Are you surprised that they're really, I mean, they're really having some issues today between the ears?
I think they're in shock, man. I really do. I mean, I think it's going to be a little while before they figure out a game plan that will work because, it, you know, frankly, everybody thought she was going to win. Everybody thought the Democrats were probably, honestly, back in July, I was afraid they were going to win at all, get the House, the Senate, the whole nine yards. Wow. Just because of you know, I thought that they would hang a lot of things Trump had said around not only his neck, but all of our members of Congress running for re-election. So I thought it was going to be bad. I think they thought it was going to be bad for us and really good for them. So, man, they were riding on a cloud looking forward to, you know, 16 years in a row of radical progressivism. They you know, we probably couldn't have come back from that, honestly. So, man, for them, election night was a slap in the face. I mean, it was a tsunami. It really wiped them out.
Hey, folks, come on. Don't get any better than that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a little bit.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material
material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation with Rick Green. And we're going to start off, we left off last segment, too.
Man, for them, election night was a slap in the face. I mean, it was a tsunami. It really wiped them out, and I think they're going to have a hard time figuring out what to do. I'm not surprised. I mean, they believe this stuff. They don't just, the Clintons of the world, the Hillary Clintons of the world, and the Barack Obamas are not just opportunists like Bill Clinton was. They really believe in left-wing philosophy, and so they're not going to give it up. I think what will have to happen is the grassroots Democrats, the old conservative Democrats that frankly had to leave the party because the party left them, At some point, maybe we'll go back and take their party back and wrangle it. You know, who knows? There may be a major party shift, and Democrats may end up imploding completely and a new party coming up. We'll see what happens.
Go back to the Whig Party. I'm good at that. Yep.
I'm telling you. I hope they keep going left, though, because it'll hopefully, you know, make people realize what they've been, you know, snookering them with for so many years.
My right-wing friends can't figure out what I'm saying. Every day they end the show with "Long live Nancy Pelosi." Because as long as she's sitting in that chair, we're good, right? Okay,
last
question for you is the Electoral College. I mean, people have mixed feelings towards the Electoral College. And I said, look, to show you how smart our founding fathers were, to show you how smart the people in the early days of this country, that Electoral College in this election worked exactly like it was supposed to, did it not?
No question. It keeps the big cities from absolutely dominating. I mean, they obviously have an advantage in each of their states. But if we didn't have an Electoral College, you look at those maps, and it would encourage Los Angeles and Houston and Cleveland and New York. It would encourage more voter fraud. It would encourage them to run up the vote because they would not only then dominate that particular state through those big cities, it would help them with an overall popular vote across the country. So the Electoral College helps to at least mitigate voter fraud, because no matter how much you cheat in a particular city or an area of a state, the most you're going to win cheating there are the electoral votes of that particular state. So it helps to mitigate that. But more importantly, it puts everybody in play and makes sure that everybody's got a voice. Now, some people say, well, Rick, that's not true because you've got these flyover states. You've got states that they ignore because they know who's going to win them. Well, that's because that state has already let their voice be heard. I mean, they're so dominated one way or the other, mm-hmm. the candidates may ignore them, but it's not that their vote doesn't count. It's that they've already voted. They're so unanimous. But it just makes sure that everybody's got a voice. If you had popular vote, I'm telling you, man, we would have Barack Obama would be the most conservative president of the next 30 years. I mean, everybody would be left of him because it would all come from the inner cities. And the founders knew that. They actually talked about this specifically, that the inner cities were they called it pestilential to the morals of man. They said when you pack people into a particular area, their theology was that the depravity of man would be even worse there, and we, of course, see that played out. And so they knew that the country, that the more rural areas would help balance that out, and the Electoral College gives us a chance to do that. I always use, as you know, the baseball analogy. I mean, the World Series, mm-hmm. you don't win the World Series by running up the score at one particular game. You have to win 4 of 7 games. And no matter, even if you score more runs over the course of those 7 games, that doesn't mean you win. And that's happened multiple times throughout baseball history, where somebody's actually scored more runs out of the 7 games, but they didn't win 4 games. The other team won 4 games, and so they get the championship ring. It's the same way, and it actually works out really well because it makes you be competitive in all kinds of situations and all kinds of in politics, in all kinds of states and different areas. The founder's view was make sure that you can get a significant portion of the vote and that you can spread that vote across the country. Didn't mean that you would get a majority, but as long as you had a significant percentage and you spread it across the country better than the other candidates, you could actually win.
You know, Rick, I often love these guys who say the founding fathers didn't want anything to do with God. I go, look, just look at how they crafted the Constitution and the way they looked at things. They weren't crafting something to build themselves up. They were talking about the heart of man. They were putting this together to check, if you would, the heart of man, to make sure that man's evil and how we, you know, we'd want to do things. Our flesh would get in the way, and we would have checkpoints along that way so God would be glorified. I go, how do you guys get that they didn't want anything to do with God out of that? I don't get you people.
It's unbelievable, and all you got to do is read their writings, and it's very, very clear. They based the whole idea of separation of powers on this idea of depraved hearts, that man is evil. No man, the scripture said, Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is evil, no man can know it. And their point was, you know, you might be a great guy. I mean, Washington was a great guy, but if he had allowed himself to become king, there's no doubt that at some point he's going to cross over and he's going to let corruption, every man in history, it's happened to them. And so they never wanted any one person or any small group of people to have too much power because of that. I think they would be very bothered by the fact that we have a 90% incumbent reelection rate and that such a small group of people are controlling so many things right now. Even in our state legislatures, you have a small group that have been there 20, 30 years, and it's gotten out of hand and they've become corrupt, or if, at the very least, they've become part of the problem and become lazy and and all kinds of other problems. So they did not, they wanted separation of powers to have all these checks and balances to prevent that from happening, and they based that on a biblical worldview of the heart of man. And then just look at how they set things up. I mean, like you're saying, this whole idea that your rights come from God, not from government, that government's job is to protect the rights that God gave you. They lay that out in the Declaration so succinctly when they talk about the fact that we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights, and that it's government's job to protect those rights. It's the very reason that we create government, that we come together and we say we want a representative form of government, but we want it to be a constitutional republic, so we're not just electing people, we're electing people, and we're drawing boundaries around what they can do. That's what a constitutional republic is. And we do that because we don't view government as God. We view government as the protector of the rights that God gave directly to man. And that worldview was so permeating everything in their life. That's what caused them to create the country that we have. And the reason we're headed down this socialist route right now is because we've forgotten that. We're starting to act like the French. We're running around and we're saying, I want freedom, I want liberty, but I don't want God in the equation. I want pure libertas. I just want to be able to do anything and everything that I want. And that is not the kind of freedom and liberty the founders talked about. That leads to tyranny. That led for the French to complete chaos. It led to the guillotine. It doesn't work. You've got to have freedom that recognizes there's certain boundaries, and those boundaries are based on the source of freedom. In our case, God's the source of freedom, and He gave us certain rules to live by. Respect our neighbor, love our neighbor, make sure that we're acknowledging God, make sure that we're serving other people. All the things that He taught us in the Ten Commandments, those aren't restrictions on our lives. They're a blessing on our life. It's an instruction manual for how to make your life prosperous, for how to make your relationships thrive, and our founders got that. That's why they set our system up the way they did.
Well, Rick, always a pleasure. Tell people where they can find you, listen to Wall Builders Live, and that kind of thing.
You bet. RickGreen.com for the different products we talked about, like the Constitutional Live course, or wallbuilders.com. You can go there and learn about our radio program. We're on 300 stations across the country every day. You can download us on your podcast. It's just a quick 30-minute program where we hit a hot topic of the day and we analyze it from a biblical perspective, a historical perspective, and a constitutional perspective. Chasing American Legends, if they want to watch the show, it's on Dove Channel. It's going to be out on PureFlix later this year, ChristianCinema.com, or they can get it at RickGreen.com. And then Patriot Academy, Joe, you know that's my passion. Any young people out there, 16 to 25, go to PatriotAcademy.com. We do one right next door to you, Joe. We're not in California yet, but we're in Arizona, so come on over and join us in Phoenix at the Capitol there, or come to Texas.
You know, for my Democrat listeners, I realize that you guys have just found the Constitution recently, so you probably should send some of your kids to learn more about it. I am Joe Senior, host. Rick Green, to join me. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?